Baker Mayfield's first game action of the summer lasted two drives. He started Saturday's 16-15 win over Kansas City at Raymond James Stadium and completed two of four passes for 10 yards before giving way to Jake Browning late in the first quarter, per Brianna Dix at Buccaneers.com and the CBS Sports Box score. Todd Bowles had announced on Monday that Mayfield and the healthy starters would play, per Matt Matera at Pewter Report, and the outing was exactly that size, a tune-up against a Chiefs team that sat Patrick Mahomes entirely, per Pete Sweeney's game story. Nothing in the coverage flagged protection trouble in those two drives, but 10 yards of offense is too small a sample to clear the question either. The fuller Mayfield week was on the practice field, and it cut both ways. Monday, outside linebacker Yaya Diaby beat the first team protection for sacks on consecutive two-minute drill snaps, per Matera, his own defense, but exactly the live rush stress we have been watching for in a new system. Wednesday leaned the other way. Rookie wide receiver Ted Hurst III caught slants from Mayfield, took a deep shot over Antoine Winfield Jr., and finished a red zone touchdown from him, per Matera, the second straight report pairing those two. With Emeka Egbuka out for the rest of camp with a toe sprain, per Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, and Jalen McMillan just back to individual drills, Mayfield's August chemistry is being built partly with a rookie. Our June preview built Mayfield's case on durability and volume, 51 straight regular season games in Tampa, with the fourth new play caller in 4 years as the variable to watch, and this week's mixtape is that question still running. The contract file stays parked until March. What to watch next? Whether Mayfield plays in the preseason finale or Tampa Bay banks the reps, and which receivers are actually available to him when cut down to 53 arrives Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.